I want to read the 100th Psalm. Then I want to ask Mandy, she'll sing God on the Mountain. Okay? God on the Mountain was my mother's favorite song. But I want to read this to you, and obviously, you know what we want more than anything? We want God to be in charge, right? This is not what I was going to read this morning, but it is something that's precious and scripture on my heart. The 100th Psalm is 5 verses. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with thanks, with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. You know, we're all going through things, and we don't know what we're going to go through next. Sometimes it's news that we can't hardly contain. Sometimes we have things in life that we just don't know how we're going to deal with them. But one thing we need to understand is God is always constant. God is always the same. God is always there, and we must believe that God is good. And that God loves us, and God cares for us. I'm going to ask you to sing this song. The altars are always open. They're still open. But let this song bless your heart.
God of the day is still God in the night. The God of the day is still God in the night.
Good to be in the house of the Lord, amen. Amen. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord. It's good to feel God's sweet spirit. I love to be in the presence of the Lord. Now, I love to be in God's house, but I like to feel God's presence wherever I'm at. So how can you do that? Well, you know, you ever question, how can you pray without ceasing? If God's on your heart and on your mind, when you face trouble, He's the first one I go to. When I look at creation, He's the first one I think about. When I receive a blessing, He's the first one I thank. And when I come into worship, I am longing for His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, to be present. And I'm thankful that God is present in the house this morning. So great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Thank you for coming. I'm not going to preach no long message. I don't feel like it's expedient. You know, it's what God wants, and I believe the Lord has been here, and God has delivered what He wants delivered in this service. Just a couple of announcements. Let's remember tomorrow night we're going to have Celebrate Recovery here, and it's Thanksgiving, and we'll have a Thanksgiving service, I'm sure. So let's remember that tomorrow night. Tuesday night here at the church, we're going to have our Thanksgiving praise service. We're not going to have service Wednesday night because we're going to have service Tuesday. And I look forward to this service every year. We're going to have the Jordan Family Band here with us out of Calhoun, and we've had them here a couple of times, and it's such a blessing to be able to see them, to worship with them, and, you know, they're just real people that love God, and God has blessed them and their family and their singing, and we're hoping and praying that Brother Keith will be able to be here Tuesday night. He said he's really going to try to make it, and we're going to pray for him. Y'all pray for him, okay? Pray that God will strengthen him. He'll feel good enough, because when he gets out and does something, he's sick, and it takes a little bit for him to get his energy back. But let's pray for him, that if it be the Lord's will and He can, he'd get strengthened to be able to be here. Let's continue to lift Brother Keith up before the Lord. You know, there's so much work to do for God, and Brother Keith is such an important part of our church, and we miss him when he's not here. And don't ever question the ability of God to touch. God can do things that you and I cannot conceive. We don't understand the mind of God. We don't know the mind of God. But God can. And let's lift Brother Keith up before the Lord. So Tuesday night here at the church at 7 o'clock. Now they're going to be here early practicing. Okay. So if you can sneak in the back door, you might get to hear them do some things. But 7 o'clock, we're going to have a praise service. December the 3rd, Tuesday night, we're having our Christmas dinner up at the Steakhouse in Rockmart. I think we got probably close to 100 people signed up for that now. So we're looking forward to that. That's what we used to call the widow's dinner, but now on that particular night, we just all go. And it's such a blessing. December the 29th, here at the church, we're going to have the Morrison Sisters. That's actually a Sunday morning service. The Morrison Sisters are going to